Green Visions is a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the Lake Superior Zoological Society and by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. A few new legislative changes having to do with the regulations of ATVs, and they won't affect everybody, but they will affect some people. So we thought we'd better check in with the DNR and get the scoop straight from them. John Velsvog joins us this morning. He's a DNR conservation officer. Hi, John. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
Nice to have you with us. So one of the things that was changed was the definition of an ATV, and they changed it from what to what?
Well, it used to be completely or mostly weight-based, and now what they've done is they've included a total dry weight of 2,000 pounds maximum for both Class 1 and Class 2. And it used to be 1,800 pounds. The big change in terms of the definition, it won't affect very many people, but the big change has to do with the width. And now what they're calling a Class 1, which is kind of the original ATV that you got on that was designed specifically for, you know, for one person, that's a Class 1, the smaller ATVs. The new definition says if the width of the machine from the outside of the rim to the outside of the rim, the maximum width is up to 50 inches now. And for the Class 2s, which is typically what we refer to as a side-by-side, where two people are sitting side-by-side instead of in line. The side-by-sides, it's anything over 50 but less than 65 inches. And again, that's not a tire. That's a rim-to-rim measurement. And the big thing that we're, the big information we're trying to get out to the public now is that this will not affect the majority of the ATVers right now. If they have any questions, they can certainly call our information line. I can give you that information at the end of the call. But again, that's not going to affect that many people.
Well, and we just want to mention, most folks who ATV probably know this, but we're not talking about golf carts, mini trucks, dune buggies, and go-karts. Those are not considered ATVs. Do you have any idea what the thinking was behind making the changes, moving it from more of a weight-based system to a width system? Does it have anything to do with trails, maybe?
Well, this isn't really going to affect much of the trail system itself in terms of where you'll be able to ride on the trails and where you won't, a lot of it has to do with conforming with other agencies and what they determine are calling Class 1s and Class 2s. So I think that's where the conformity is with other states and federal agencies.
All right. Well, we'll play nice with other states, I guess. There are some changes to the registration process. There are some changes in the process you use to transfer ownership. But there's also a change in youth operators age 12 to 16. What are those changes?
Well, now they can operate on the road if they possess a valid ATV certificate and are accompanied with a parent or a legal guardian on a different ATV. And prior to that, they were not allowed to do that even with a safety certificate. But I have to stress, they still have to have an adult or guardian with them on a separate ATV in order for them to do that. They can't just have the certificate and be running on roads and streets. They have to have an adult with.
All right, so that obviously is an important point. John, if folks want to get more information, as you mentioned, there's, you know, clarification available of some of these things. They're not going to affect a lot of people, but they may affect some folks. Is the best plan to call you or the best plan to check the website? What do you recommend?
Well, I wouldn't do this stuff online yet because a lot of this information just went into effect in July 1st, 2 weeks ago, and they're not going to find a lot of this information online, including the reviser website for statutes. So I would recommend that they call the information line, and I can give you that.
That's all right.
A toll-free number. It's
888-646-6367, and we'll get that up on our website so that folks will have that number available. And, John, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you.
Well, thank you for having me, Lisa. I appreciate it.
Minnesota DNR Conservation Officer John Velsbaum joined us this morning to give us a heads up on some new ATV regulations that just went into effect at the beginning of the month. Today's Green Visions is a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the Lake Superior Zoological Society and by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.